Hi, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show. In today's episode, I'm talking with two sibling kitty cats who are having some relationship issues. My job as an animal communicator is to help find solutions. And also, please mention below why you might like the opportunity to have you and your pet as a guest on the next episode of the Animal Intuitive Show.
Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog.
We have weekly episodes involving animal communication, information and demonstrations about how to support your pets naturally, and interviews with experts in the field of animal care and advocacy. Hi, Rachel. This is Anne. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm doing great.
Good. So you have some questions today for your kitty cats. Maybe you could just let us know their names and who's who, and maybe just describe them a little bit, and then what questions you have for them today.
Sure. We have two cats. They were both adopted last year. Woody was adopted first. He is 2 years old and he's a tabby. And then we have Dash, who is almost two, and he's a little black void, as they call him. He's the black cat. So their relationship is sometimes strained. Dash will be aggressive towards Woody. I think Woody gets jealous of any attention that's given to Dash. And sometimes Woody's a little bit timid. So if we go to pet him, even though he's looking at us and we want to interact with each other, he'll kind of shy away. Even with me, who I think I've become like his person, he gets a little shy and like I'm going to hurt him or something.
Okay.
Obviously, I never would. But and then with Woody, he also has been peeing outside the litter box a little bit. So we had an accident about 2 weeks ago, and then I found another one this morning.
Okay. So primarily, are you trying to better understand what Woody is experiencing right now with Dash?
I think yes, because I think all of the issues that Woody might be experiencing stem from his interactions with Dash. The one time that Woody had an accident outside of the litter box, I think Dash was keeping him from the litter box's like territory.
Okay, don't tell me too much.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I don't like to know too much. But okay, so all right, I'll just go right in and ask Woody what's going on. Sometimes I'm a little quiet while I do this. So just bear with me while I'm connecting in with Woody and Dash. Okay. Yeah, Woody just, the first thing I see is Woody does like this turn. Like he's going, he's sort of doing this kind of skulking thing, like going like that. He says it's important for Dash to hear him. He says, I don't feel like he respects me. He has, you know, some pretty strong feelings. He sounds rather angry. The impression I'm getting is anger.
I don't want him to be angry.
He says, I'm just fed up. Saying that Dash is acting like a child, like he's not maturing.
Yeah, I've actually thought about that myself. He's like stuck as in a teenage sort of, dominant, and this is how it's going to be.
Right. So I'm asking him about that, if he could talk to us a little bit about that. Dash. He says, I'm taking. I feel like I have to take instead of like live peacefully. I have to take what I want.
Okay.
And it feels like it, you know, it's a dominance issue, obviously, but, it does seem like this is somewhat human related. There's an element of this is what I can get. Not to say that you're doing anything wrong. I'm just saying that, that's the way he is in the world. This is how he feels in the world. Mm-hmm. He has to take what he wants. Sort of an erotic way of getting what he wants in the world. Feeling like he's almost like accomplished something, but on a higher level, on a more intense level. So let me see if there's anything that might satisfy that kind of hunger in him mm-hmm. in a different way.
They're both at my feet, by the way.
Oh, they come join yeah. us. That yes. often happens when I start communicating with people's animals. They'll say, oh, they just came in the room. They show us that they're participating. Which, what else would Dash like? What else would help him? He says playing is helpful. It just kind of gets some of that drive out in him.
Yeah.
I see in particular, I'm asking him like what kinds of toys. What I'm seeing are little cat toys like balls that roll on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the quickness of that and going mm-hmm. after it, similar to like a mouse or something like that. He says, yeah, I like to use my paws to bat at things. It gets out some of my energy. He randomly brings up that he likes moist food.
Yes, they both love it. I actually gave it to, I don't give it to them that often. It's like their treat, we call it their special dinner.
Uh-huh.
And they both go crazy for it. That's one of the only times that Dash will meow
mm-hmm.
for that food.
He says he likes the heavier foods of that type, like opposed to like fish. He likes like a weightier type of thing, like beef, turkey, likes the heavier. I mean, turkey's not terribly heavy, but you know,
yeah.
other than like a fish type of thing. I actually get the feeling he feels a little bit more grounded when he has that, a little bit more okay. settled.
Okay. We can start feeding them more often, the wet food.
Yeah, I get the sense that it would help. It would be a little bit calming. He says, like, I invite Woody to play. You know, we could sort of battle it out and
get it out of Woody's not a battler, though.
Yeah. Not getting that response yeah. back from Woody, like, okay, that'll solve it. Yeah, it's like a taunt almost. You know, that, hey, you know, you could just play with me, we could battle it out, and then, you know, it could all be done. But when I go, you know, Woody, like you're saying, I'm not getting that response from him, like that's going to make him feel better. He wants to do mm-hmm. that. Let me just go back and forth with that with them and just make okay. sure that Dash is getting that. I'm sure he's cheeky. He says, says, I hear it. And I was like, well, what do you think of that? And he says, well, then he's going to have to deal with like this type of behavior.
That sounds like him.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you have two male cats, so there's going to be a little bit of probably naturally there's going to be some territorial stuff going on and a little bit more of aggression. I'm asking for solutions now, trying to get a sense of what would help to solve this issue. What he actually talks about when I bring that up, he shows me himself going up on a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
And resting and just watching over things to get away from it, not to have to deal with it. Passively, he just says, I want to be more, you know, just get away from it. As long as I can do that and I have an outlet, then it helps him to feel safer and calmer.
Would he be willing to do that with the cat tree in the living room? That's one place that he could go.
He says, yes, but he's showing me when he goes up, he doesn't necessarily want to have to climb vertically. He feels a little uncomfortable going like a vertical climb up.
Okay.
Be like more accessible. It's still high the way I'm seeing it, like maybe like my like, you know, like a mid-height level.
Right.
If there's a way for him to access that and be up like at that level, but not super high. He's saying that because he just doesn't seem very confident in his climbing in that way, like in that vertical
mm-hmm.
straight up way. He just feels uncomfortable about it. He says, I also like to be connected. I don't mm-hmm. want to be way up. I got to laugh. My cat just, she's lying on the couch, the back of the couch. And she just, I heard bloop and she,
She fell off.
Fell right onto the seat of the couch. And she's like, what happened? Animal communication is really interesting, like how, because everything's connected,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're doing this. And sometimes things just start to happen on my end that relate to what's going on your end. And it's
yeah.
very interesting. It shows us how everything is so connected. Anyway, so where were we? So he's talking about being on that level and wanting to be more connected. He feels like he doesn't want to have to be separated. He really likes to be near you.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's almost in the room with me at every point. And he likes, mm-hmm. and even when he's not one of these cats that runs away. When people come over necessarily, but he also is slower to warm. So to other people.
Yeah. He's a you cat. He's definitely a mama's boy in a sense, for lack of a better way to put it. Sorry, Woody. But he says he doesn't care. He doesn't feel any shame in that. He feels okay with that.
Good. Well, I love him too, obviously.
You know, I get the sense of like, he would almost like, if you weren't available, he'd want like a stuffed animal. He likes that touch. He likes that cuddle feeling. He needs that security. And he says Dash can have he can have that dominant thing, but he just doesn't want to have the aggression. You mentioned that you're using a product, before. And you're wondering, I wasn't sure if you had a question about the product that you're using, if you had any questions about that.
I don't really. I think it's more, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't really know if it's any good. I tried it because I wanted them to get along, or at least have Dash, lower his aggression towards Woody, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And
flower essences are very subtle, but he definitely is aware of it, Dash. And he says, I sometimes get irritated by it. He's almost having the opposite effect. It's, like you said, at times it's working, but I think the amount of time that you would have to use that consistently in order for it to work for him, it goes on overload.
Okay.
It like backfires.
Okay.
Cats are so sensitive and they're such individuals that the amount of something or consistency of something that would work for one might not work for another. It might work different on different days.
Yeah. I haven't used it in quite a while now, probably over a month I haven't used it, and I haven't really seen much of a difference.
Yeah. No, intuitively you just knew. Other options might be if you use essential oils to diffuse lavender, making sure it's a high quality essential oils for kitties, especially, has to be a really good grade. Okay. Lavender tends to be a generic sort of a lot of animals will respond well to it and not get turned away by it, not get turned off by it. I feel like for Dash, that one feels good for him. I'm just asking him about the closeness between you and Woody. I want to go back to that and see where Dash,
okay,
how much that's impacting his behavior, what he needs. He's like, for me, that would be playing.
Okay.
That closeness for him. It's a different, yeah.
Yeah, Dash isn't especially affectionate. So that makes sense.
Yeah, he says, I almost want to go out with Dad outside, he says.
Oh my gosh. He wants to go outside all the time.
Yeah, he's a...
And I'm not sure how, I mean, I guess we could try to find a way for him to do that safely, but we live in a pretty busy neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So having him harnessed, maybe if he would be willing to go for a walk, we could do that if he wants to do that. But mm-hmm. I don't know if he would want to do that and behave.
I get an interesting image. It's of him using one of those backpacks that cats use. I don't know how your husband feels about this one, but
that's funny.
You know, they have like that view out the back.
Uh-huh.
Cat. He is like, he gets extremely excited. I get this image of him doing it, and I get extreme excitement, like just seeing the world from that angle.
So like a backpack a human would wear and you would put the cat in it.
Yeah,
is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they have like specifically for cats.
Okay.
Where they can see, I don't know if it's like a mesh or whatever it is in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the.
Oh, I think he would really love that if we went for a walk around the neighborhood with that. Sure.
Yeah. He gets very excited. He's just like, feed my instincts. Mm-hmm. He's like very tomcat instinctual, is what I'm getting from him. Any questions or did you need any elaboration on anything so far?
Not so far, no. Not about what we've already spoken about. There's one other issue with Dash that I wanted to kind of address, and that's the scratching that he's doing on the furniture. We have a lot of scratching posts, and he can have at it the furniture in the basement. I don't care about that. Mm-hmm. Furniture in the living room, and we just got a new bed, and he's already scratched it up. So those are the scratching issues that I wanted to sort of ask him about.
Okay. Well, he says I get very excited when I do that, the scratching. I feel like this energy in him when he does that. It's another sort of like feeding that instinct to do that. I also get a marking feeling from it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign.
Signing,
like putting his or signaling.
His signature.
Signature. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, marking, signature, the paw pads, you know, the sense that are on there. He's putting it on there. He's marking his territory. Solution wise, well, I'm asking him, I'll first ask him what he says if I ask him to stop doing it.
Okay. We do have the cat tree in the living room that he can scratch up. We have another scratching post, and we have a vertical scratcher too.
Mm-hmm.
Plus the furniture in the basement.
Wow, you're covered.
Yeah. You can have the furniture in the basement. It's old. It's already scratched up. It's fine.
That's what feels like the the problem is that...
Oh, it's too like, scratched up already.
Yeah, he wants... Because that's new, he wants to put his claim to it. It may be a behavioral training technique you could try is to... Every time he does that, calling him away from it, I'm literally seeing like a trail of scent, and it feels, or the smell I get is like an animal. So, you know, like a high value treat for him, something that would really get his attention. I'm just getting him following that trail right away from it. And this may be over, it might take a little while, you know, and repeating doing this, but I'm getting that would retrain him away from that.
Okay. Yeah, we've been shutting our bedroom door to keep both of the cats out, and that's making Woody very unhappy because he likes mm-hmm. to sleep with me. Mm-hmm. Right. Or at least come in.
Yeah.
So
right.
Yeah. And I don't trust him alone with that yet. in our bedroom.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I think it may be a matter of a slow repetition. Mm-hmm. I'm just finding something more desirable than that to get his attention away from it and just kind of having him hopefully forget about it.
I do. I mean, I would be willing to get another scratching post, because the one that we've had has been through all of our cats. Mm-hmm. But it's still in really great shape and they all use it, and it's a wonderful scratching post. So if I got another one of those, maybe that could just be his, you know, and he might want to be happy with that.
Yeah. The newness might interest him. Something new for him to mark up. Mm-hmm. Newer than the furniture.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And also catnip might be helpful too.
Okay.
To attract him to that and make it fun for him, enjoyable. And then maybe incorporating some play. Some trial and error in there a little bit, but yeah.
Okay.
Anything else? Any other questions? Or you mentioned the urination. Now, was that a question, or you were pretty confident about what that was about and you just made me?
Well, the one time I was pretty sure that's what had happened. Dash was keeping him, their litter boxes are in the basement. And I think Dash was keeping Woody away from being able to go down to the basement. Mm-hmm. But I don't know what happened with the spot that I found this morning. I'm fairly sure it was Woody, because Dash has never had an accident that we know of outside of the litter box, but it was right behind one of the litter boxes. Okay. So I'm not sure what happened there.
You know, he doesn't have any medical stuff going on.
Yeah. When he had accidents in boxed shaped things that we had like on the floor, like maybe even just boxes, like lids of boxes. I think Woody thought that they were extra litter boxes, mm-hmm. and he was using them. So at that point we took him to the vet, cause we're like, oh, what are we doing? Yeah. But once we just kept all that stuff off the floor, he never did anything ever again. In anything in that matter. And then just twice in the past 2 weeks, he's had these two accidents outside of the box.
Yeah, there's definitely a sense of, am I going to get in trouble mm-hmm. if I use this? And it's from Dash, fear of Dash. Mm-hmm. Just a sense of like, is this mine? I'm not the dominant one. You know, I pick up on that from Woody. Let me see what if there's, I mean, in general, some of the things we talked about hopefully will end up trickling down, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that issue. But let me just see if there's anything else on that that they, yeah, Woody says, what if I had a cat box up here? Oh, let me explain it. And that's a little tough. Unless he learned, you feel like training him to use the toilet, or like, is that in your,
I mean, right if now? He would want to use the toilet and that's something he would use, we could leave the lid open for him. I don't know if he would though.
Be like Jinxie Cat from that movie. Some of them do well with it. They like it. It does feel like he'd feel better if he had his own thing to use.
Where would he like it in the house? Because we have two litter boxes and they're in the same spot.
In the beginning, right. Yeah, because it's interesting that he says up. So let me ask him if he meant literally also up, like upstairs. Is that an option?
Possibly. I'd like to keep it in the basement. There's a spot under our utility sink that he could have, and I could shut the door because he likes to go behind, like there's a little crawl space that he likes to go through. Okay. That would lead to that area, and Dash probably wouldn't follow him. But we could try to get him another box in there or put one of the boxes in there just for him.
As you're talking, I get, yes, private, private. He likes that idea.
Okay.
He picks up on what you're saying and he's like, yeah, that my own
would be okay.
Good. He says, like, I want like peace and quiet when I go. I don't want to have to worry about the other one. So that feels good. That feels like a good solution.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Okay. Wonderful.
Is there anything that my daughter's 8, so she's not here right now, but she just loves the cat so much. She talks about Woody, or she's in Florida right now, and she just talks about Dash all the time. She called me up and she said, "I miss Dash. You don't miss me, Mom." but is there anything that she can do with Dash too to help strengthen their bond or her bond with Woody?
Well, Dash shows me playing, but he does say sometimes I go like this. Like I see him sort of feel a little overwhelmed.
Okay.
I don't know how necessarily she comes at them, but I just get this sense that he would like her to be more letting him like take the lead. Like if she's playing with him, letting him sort of take over the situation and show her what to do. So maybe you'd have to facilitate that or show her a little bit like, okay, look, these are his signals. He's like, he likes that when you do that. I don't know. She might just pick up on it anyway. It just seems like he prefers to be in control.
Okay.
Of play. So yeah, maybe just watching that, how much he puts into it, her energy.
And not force the play on him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Woody said, "I'm a great cat to sit while she reads. I see her like sitting on a bed doing quiet time, like reading, possibly journaling, writing." Mm-hmm. He says, "I will be like actually like a lifetime cat for her, like a cat that really impacts her as she grows up." It feels like he gives her a sense of comfort.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like maybe she hasn't tapped into it yet because of her age.
Like, I think that's probably true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's almost too busy for him.
Mm-hmm.
At this point. So
yeah. But I do feel like the bond will grow. It'll be like, just that, I just get that quiet time together where she feels like it really helps her to relax, to just kind of sit there in bed and do her reading or her writing or drawing with him there. A really good comfort for her. And I also feel like inspirational somehow creatively to her. So if she gets into writing, drawing, that type of thing, he is going to be an inspiration for that.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a special guy. They both are.
Yeah, they're good boys.
Yeah. Just different types.
They are very different personalities, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Which keeps things interesting.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, I'm thanking them just for everything they were willing to talk with us about, the fact that they're willing to negotiate and try to come up with things that would help the situation. Dash comes forward and says, "Truce, you know, I don't want Woody to be unhappy."
Aw, that's nice of Dash. Yeah,
I feel his sweetness. You know, he's saying like, I want this. I want things to work out. I want this to help. So I'll try to back off from him. Yeah.
Aww. And I'm sure Woody would still enjoy a friendly play. Mm-hmm. They can play together. It's just the aggressiveness. So that's, I'm happy to hear that Dash is willing to do that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. They're sweet. They're good boys. Well, thank you so much for being willing to have me talk with them. It's just an honor for me to be able to do this and to connect with them and with you and to try to help as best
I can
facilitate.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much, Anne. We really appreciate it. And of course, I'll update you as things progress over here.
Yes, please do. I appreciate that. And if you're watching and you found this video helpful, if there's anything like you'd like to comment about or ask questions about, please feel free to put that down below and I will respond to that. And please feel free to reach out to me at either Anne with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, or you can just go to my website, www.intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much and God bless.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly.